to the platform. Daniel Rose, the president of Rose Associates. Daniel.
Thank you. Friends, the opening sentence of Tolstoy's Anna Karenina about happy families resembling each other, but each unhappy family being unhappy in its own way, can apply to cities as well. Successful cities make provision for public safety, public transportation, public education, adequate housing and retail facilities, exciting cultural opportunities, opportunities for broad human interaction, and of course, each with a successful economic underpinning. Now, the continuing challenge is how to balance them appropriately. Each culture, each society, each public may see the balance somewhat differently. Yes, New York is, through its trial and error, pragmatic muddling through, has worked successfully, more or less, and it's an exhilarating, exuberating place. To the answer the question, what lessons that have been learned in New York may be useful to others, is an interesting question, and I would say creative and successful relationships between government, the private sector, the not-for-profit sector, and increasingly neighborhood and community groups head the list. We believe in joint solutions for joint problems, and that is New York's forte. For those in the audience who are not Americans, let me point out that in 1835, de Tocqueville noted that a major project in France would be done by the government, in England by a coalition of the aristocracy, and in America by an association of private citizens. That's the public, the private sector. And I would add, as the French might say, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. The private sector is in relation with government is perhaps more of a factor in New York than in most other cities, and I can only say it seems to work well for us, or so we feel. Now, about New York's chief problems that should be addressed, first and foremost, I would say, is a lack of coordination between state, regional, and municipal governments. We have no regional government, and we have very poor coordination between New York State's government, which can only be described as, quote, dysfunctional. We have a dysfunctional state government and a municipal government somewhat better. But we lack coordination. If we had regional coordination, there would be tolls today on the East River Bridge, which would bring in $500 million a year. If we reinstituted the commuter tax, because you're speaking of New York,